Well, Yoendris Gomez, a former Yankee, first inning, walked the bases loaded. That included a double steal by Grisham and Judge. So the Yankees had their old teammate on the ropes right away. But Ben Rice swung at the first pitch, bounced into a 6-6-3 double play, and Giancarlo Stanton lined to short. So the Yankees settled for one run, did have the lead, coming out of the top of the first inning. Gomez bending but not breaking, then bounced back to strike out the side on 12 pitches in the second inning. And Carlos Rodon with that 1-0 lead, first time pitching at right field since 2021, when he was still a White Sox. Three shutouts to start his night, 45 pitches, very workmanlike. And the Yankees grinding behind Rodon. Patient approach against Yogo. Deep count. Stranded two in the third. But Gomez up to four walks in that third inning. And in the fourth, a catcher's interference. Stanton reached as a leadoff man. And a couple of more walks followed. Jazz walked. Wells walked. Gomez up to six walks on the night. Now, time to make him really pay, right? Bases loaded. Two out. And as you'd have it, Gomez was bending. He hadn't broken all night. Until he experienced the year of Trent Grisham and our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
2-0. Swung on and hit to right. Is it deep enough? It's hooking. It's slicing. It's gone! A home run for Trent Grisham, his second grand slam of the season. And it's now 5-0. Yankees make some pay for those walks.
Grisham, 5 homers in his last 6 games and 7 homers in his last 10 games. It's magical. That's a Wendy's Yankees turning point to the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. You have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. 4th grand slam of Grisham's career, 2nd this year. Also, that dramatic blast, remember, coming out of the All-Star break in Atlanta. And Rodon, he got through 5 innings of 1-run ball. White Sox did scratch one in the 5th. But Rodon, getting through it. 2 on, 2 out. 5th inning, no further trouble. 6th inning against a flamethrower, Grant Taylor. Yankees looking to add on. Jazz's second walk started the inning. Eddie swiped 2nd. First career 25-25 season for Jazz Chisholm. He's still got a month to play. McMahon followed the walk of his own, and that set up the best buddies, Anthony Volpe and Austin Wells.
2-2 here, swung on and hit up the middle base hitter. Here comes Jazz. He's rounding third. He'll score easily. Anthony Volpe, nicely done on a 2-2 pitch. He singles to center, gives the Yankees a 6-1 lead here in the 6th. 3-2 here, pitch to Wells. Swung on, hit hard off the glove of the first baseman right side. McMahon getting a wave on. He's going to score. Volpe at 2nd, digging for 3rd. He'll get there without a throw. Blistering low liner off the bat of Austin Wells for an RBI and a 7-1 Yankee lead here in the 6th.
Encouraging couple of nights here for Anthony Volpe. 3rd hit his last 2 games, 2nd RBI, and he wasn't done. And Austin Wells' run production showing up in a big way these last 10 days or so. Mike Vassell, right after that, came on for Taylor. And after Judge drew his 3rd walk, Yankees' 9th walk of the night. Speaking of those heavy at-bats, Ben Rice, 4th straight game with an RBI. Sizzling base hit to left, 8-1 Yankee lead, and a 3-run 6th inning for our insurance runs brought to you by NJM, no jingles or mascots, just great insurance, NJM.com. And Rodon, with that 8-1 lead, running through the tape. 2 on, 2 out, 6th inning.
Rodon trying to put the finishing touches on right here. He's 0-2, swing and a miss, and that's the way you finish. That's the way you empty the tank. 6 innings for Carlos Rodon, back at right field.
And disposed of Tim Elko right there on 3 pitches. Top 7. Ryan McMahon, a 1-out base hit off Vassell. Anthony Volpe starting to feel it. Today's electrifying drive of the game.
Swing on, driven to deep right center field. Going back, Taylor, he's under track. Oh, look it up, it's gone! Anthony Volpe, center field, a 2-run homer. And it's 10-1 Yankees.
Well, the Yankees could soon have 9 separate 20-home run hitters on this team. That's how much power they have. Volpe, he might be the 6th guy to get there. He's got 19 homers on the year. Electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience a fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. So you look at the last couple of nights, Volpe with the 4 RBIs, got a double, single, another single home run to his ledger. Starting to see the ball well and going right center field. That's what makes you just a little bit encouraged. Still needs to carry it over, but a little bit encouraged these last couple of nights. Yankees win it. 10-2, the combination of Cruz, Hill, and Duvall covering the last three innings out of the Yankee bullpen. Back in the American League leader in wins, Carlos Rodon, got an ERA under 2.2 over his last four starts, 15-7 on the year. We have Yankees Rewind. Catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.